Well, the police have started to use high-intensity sound and crowd disbursement techniques. A lot of us are having trouble breathing because they shot tear gas.
What led up to that?
Nothing. We were just marching on the streets, and they tried to order us off, saying, by order of the city of Pittsburgh, you need to disperse, or non-lethal munitions will be used on you. And even though people were starting to move away, they used it anyway.
Was there enough space to disperse, or did they block you in?
Well, it's a very narrow road, but they didn't quite block us in. But, yeah, it was a little rough getting out.
So what's happening now? Is there still a march, or did it disperse?
Well, some of the march is dispersed. Others have tried other tactics. A small group of what appears to be maybe black bloc anarchists have lit a, or you know, threw a dumpster down their way. So, and hopes to, I guess, blockade the cops from coming and further tear gassing people. So it was more like a defensive measure.
Any reports of injuries?
No, but where we're at, we don't know. I know that we got a lot of people coughing.
All right, so, Bruce, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, our listeners need to know what a police state this is, and that it's time we do something about it. That's why it struggles even, like the privatization of Baywalk, allowing that to happen are so important, because they're trying to take away public space. And obviously, in this case, they've militarized public space and prevented people from freedom of assembly and marching and freedom of speech.